All right, good evening. Welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting on October 16th, 2019. Let's call to order, establish a quorum.
Okay. Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
Howard Kitchen. You do have a quorum.
Awesome. Could you go ahead and give us an explanation of the public hearings and procedures and the exhibits?
Mm-hmm.
And the governing statutes?
Yep. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the October 16th, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete this sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to either speak for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. And the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or any other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you had a chance to review the minutes for the September 25th regular meeting minutes?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion to approve.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. All right, we are approved. Also, I'd like to cast a review on the closed session minutes. Any comments or questions on that? All right. Anybody want to make a motion?
I would so move.
Okay. Second?
I'll approve.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody say nay? All right, moving on. So, for public hearings tonight, we got, before we start, actually, Mr. Moore, could you stand up and give an oath, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
All right. All right, so we're going to go over public hearing number 19-06V, Ethan Moore, the variance proposed 40-foot setback for the building addition. Scott, if you can lead us into that.
Trying to get it to open up here. Ethan Moore seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, Setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 50-foot front property line setback to allow a 40-by-50-foot addition to be constructed on the west side of the existing warehouse building for an exterior shop. The application is requesting a 40-foot front setback due to the location of the concrete retaining wall constructed years ago along the front property line. Per the assessor's information, the property, subject property, is 2.3 acres in size, and currently there are 7 storage rental buildings, 2 warehouse buildings, and 1 store. This parcel is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. And if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 1906V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a front setback variance of 40 feet for the construction of a 40-by-50 building addition on the front. Two, a Division II permit for the garage shop would be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Here's the drawing that was submitted with the application. And here's just a zoomed in, and I'll go to pictometry that'll have a better picture. And I had some photos of the property. Right here, this car's turning on T Highway. To give you a location and just a little bit farther distanced out. And here's just an overhead view of the property. And I did take the measure tool and just measure out. I got to 39 point, so roughly 40 feet. Is that the distance you're going, 40 or?
Yeah.
40. Yep. Okay. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Mr. Moore, if you'd like to come on up.
It's all very official. That is exactly what we are wanting to do, is build the 40 by 50 foot addition. I'm not sure what else to say.
So is that building currently 50 foot wide?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And then, and if I noticed right, there's a pretty substantial concrete wall across the front. Is that correct?
There is. Yep. Right along that blue line next to the Highway 76. Yeah.
Have you measured how much distance there is from the concrete wall to the front of the building if that was to be built there?
If it was to be built, we had that measured at one point. It's probably, well, setback is that there. So 30 or 40 feet?
It would be the 40 feet, that's what he's asking.
Yeah, so yeah, okay. I think that wall sits right on that.
Oh, line. That's what I didn't know if the wall set right.
The outside of that wall should probably be the right of way.
That
can't sit on the right of way.
Right, yeah, okay.
So it would be 40 feet, yeah.
That makes sense. Because when I built the lumber yard, I had the curb. That curb had to be right on the right of way.
Okay.
Scott, do you know, is there already a variance granted for that building that's just to the north, or the structure, the you see how it comes all the way up to the road, the small
yep.
thin line there, is that?
No, I could not find, yeah, it just was built so long ago. That used to be John White Trust Company, and then he put in the storage units, and that storage unit building evidently was just put in long enough ago that
just is what
yeah.
it is.
Yep. Yeah, John was the past owner. We bought this property from him last year, this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they built that when they moved here in like the 70s. Can't remember for sure. But that was the first building. I think that was the first building built on that property. That one closest to the highway you're looking at. The shop will be for the pressure washing company that we have. It'll be a warehouse type shop, store trucks and equipment.
I wouldn't have any questions about it. With the retaining wall right there, it seems like there's already a barrier there that, you know, would keep any traffic from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus the fact that there's already a building existing there
mm-hmm.
and has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that relieved any concern of being a little too close. Definitely. Rick, do you have any comments?
No. Okay, looks well, like a quartet case approval.
Yeah. Would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, say nay. All right, you're good to go.
Thank you very much.
And what we'll do is we'll generate a decision of record for you to record, and Marla send you out a copy of it, and then you can come by the office and get your signature notarized and then
perfect.
Get it
recorded. So wait for Marla to send me that?
Yeah.
Come by the office?
Yeah. She'll awesome. Probably get it generated tomorrow and sent out to you. So.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, you bet.
Thank you, Mr. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good night. Okay, so there's nothing on the agenda for the old or new business. Do you guys have any questions or comments before we close out? It's pretty easy tonight. Man. All right. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I would move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned.